Retired Army Colonel Christopher Kalenda is, put simply, one of the finest Americans I know. He is one of my heroes. I have known Chris for over 10 years. He is both a warrior and a diplomat. He is a graduate of West Point. He has spent almost all of his career in the United States Army. He's been a combat leader in Afghanistan. He has fought the Taliban. He's in the unique position of having both fought the Taliban in combat in Afghanistan and been tasked by the Secretary of Defense to engage in reconciliation talks with the Taliban. So Chris Kalenda, Colonel Chris Kalenda, is someone who has both fought an enemy and sought to make peace with that same enemy. He has led men into combat in Afghanistan. In fact, the movie Outpost, which some of you may have seen, documents the heroism of Chris's very unit in Afghanistan. Chris has had the unfortunate experience of soldiers dying under his command in combat. He's been an advisor to four-star generals, Secretary of Defense, and someone who I think more than most people can appreciate the significance of this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And I invited Chris to be on this show, All Things Soul with Jay Johnson, to share with us his thoughts about this Memorial Day weekend, 2022. Colonel Kalenda, welcome to WBGO.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. It is an honor to be here with you.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Chris, could you, given your experience, share with us what you believe Americans in civilian life today should be thinking about this Memorial Day weekend?
Well, Memorial Day officially honors American service members who died on active duty. So that's the official point of the holiday. I think there's some simple ways that people can remember the service and sacrifice of so many American service members. Very simple things, from saying a prayer, taking a moment of reflection, offering a toast, to flying your flag, visiting a military cemetery. I mean, those are all things within reach. I think it's also important to remember why they served, why they made these sacrifices. I mean, we've sent soldiers into harm's way throughout our wars, from the American Revolution all the way to the post 9/11 conflicts, in part so Americans could achieve their dreams. And Americans have sacrificed, have given their lives so all of us can pursue the American dream. And there's nothing else like it in the world. And I think remembering the power of people putting their lives on the line so we can achieve our dreams and aspirations is another great point of Memorial Day. Yeah, they also serve so we could have a more perfect union. You know, we're never going to have the perfect union, but people have, you know, to include, as you mentioned, six of the paratroopers in my unit, you know, also gave their lives so that we could achieve a more perfect union, and doing things that help bring us together, doing things that help us to achieve a more perfect union where everybody can achieve their dreams, all Americans can pursue their dreams, is vital. And then finally, I think the Memorial Day is about recognizing that people fight not for riches or more land or, you know, other things that, you know, maybe people have fought through throughout history, but American service members fight for a more durable peace. They fight for the safety and well-being of Americans and for others. And, you know, as Colin Powell famously said, we don't take territory for our own. We only want enough to be able to bury our dead. And so those are some of the things that go through my mind about Memorial Day.
Chris, you have had the experience of eulogizing soldiers who died under your command, having soldiers fall under your command, and to honor those who gave their lives under your command, you decided to embark upon a bike tour, which begins in September. Please tell us about that.
I wanted to do something special to commemorate the service and sacrifice of the six paratroopers from my unit who were killed in action. They, you know, died doing the things I asked them to do in places where I asked them to be. And I think I'm a right one to tell their stories and to make sure their stories are heard and remembered and their legacies advanced. And so part of that is I wanted to visit their grave sites, and I can't reasonably walk the distance from Spalding, Nebraska, where Chris Pfeiffer is buried, all the way to Arlington National Cemetery, where Tom Bostic is buried, and then the four soldiers buried in between. I can't reasonably walk 1,700 miles, and driving it wasn't significant enough. So I decided I was going to ride a bike. So last year at about this time, I decided I'm not getting any younger. And if I'm going to do this, I need to do it now. And so I bought a bike, hired a cycling coach, and started telling people about it so I don't chicken out.
Wow, that is amazing. And so how many different grave sites will you visit?
There'll be six. So we start at Chris Pfeiffer's grave site on September 25th. And the reason why that's significant is because that was the day he died of wounds back in 2007. And Chris and I are both from Nebraska, so we used to talk about Nebraska football all the time. So I remember the day Chris was shot because the bullet just missed his body armor by a fraction of an inch. And the bullet enters his chest cavity, and the docs at a place called Camp Keating eventually get him stabilized, send him out to medevac him to my main outpost where we had a surgical team. And the docs worked on him for hours. The bullet had nicked his liver, and so Chris was bleeding internally, just losing a lot of blood. And the doctors ran out of blood bags. So they told us that they were nearing the exhaustion of their blood bags. And we sent a call out for everybody who's O type blood to come in and donate. And we had about 50 soldiers line up donating blood. It was enough blood to save Chris's life at that point, get him stabilized and eventually made his way to San Antonio at the military hospital there, where Chris was met by his parents and his wife, Karen, who was entering her ninth month of pregnancy. Chris fought for his life for a month. And on September 25th, he died of wounds. The next day, Karen went into labor. And the day after that, their daughter, Peyton, was born. So we're going to start on September 25th, 2022, 15 years since he died of wounds. Chris's parents will be there. Karen and Peyton will be there. She'll be 2 days shy of her 15th birthday.
Chris, as someone who has been a combat leader who's fought in a war, Martin Luther King used to talk about the inherent insanity of war. You've had the experience of engaging in war and engaging in peace talks. From having both experiences, what's your perspective on the very notion of warfare?
Sometimes it's the right thing to do. And as a country, you've got to make the decision when it's time to send our men and women into combat. And when we look throughout American history, we see many examples of that decision being absolutely the right one, to include Afghanistan in response to the September 11th attacks. It was going to war in Afghanistan was the right thing to do. At the same time, we need to make sure that our national leaders, our country stays engaged on this. I mean, the fact that we've had two wars now, these post 9/11 wars go drag on for 20 years, cost of $3 trillion, over 7,000 service members dead, tens of thousands wounded, and yet we're not doing anything to learn why these conflicts continue to become quagmires. and why they are turning into fiascos. So after September 11th, we had a Blue Ribbon Commission, the 9/11 Commission, to look at the intelligence challenges associated with September 11th. It showed that we were serious about fixing the problems. But we've had Vietnam, we've had Iraq, we've had Afghanistan. The last major interventions that we've undertaken in the developing world, and they've turned into disasters. So learning why those things are happening and fixing the problems that are increasing the risk of these engagements, these interventions turning into quagmires, I think is vitally important, and is part of the way that we respect the service and sacrifice of the people who died in those conflicts.
Chris, this Memorial Day weekend, what lessons, what observations would you like to share with the audience about going forward?
I mean, all of these soldiers who died in our wars didn't die for some Americans. They didn't die supporting some Americans. They died for all Americans. And I think there's a message of unity there that is, you know, is important for us to embrace, important for Americans to embrace. There's been, for a long time, it seems, or for several years, a retreat towards the fringes of our politics, our society. And I think Memorial Day can get us to reflect on making an advance towards the center and coming together more as Americans, and not just for some Americans, but for all Americans, just like they did. Second, I think, and related, one of the things I learned in Afghanistan, I see in business, and I think is important today, is that you make a lot more progress by building bridges than you do by digging trenches. And I think if we can find common ground, you mentioned some of the negotiations that I undertook with the Taliban and others. I think if we can find common ground with people of a vastly different culture from half a world away, we can find common ground here in America. We can work together to get things done. And then finally, I think it's important that leaders avoid breathing their own fumes, so to speak. And we need to learn. I think we need to take a deep examination of why these conflicts have been turning into fiascos, into quagmires, and do the things that are in our power to reduce the risk that we are sending service members into intractable conflicts where we've got no reasonable strategy for success.
Chris Kalenda, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us this Memorial Day weekend. Retired Colonel Chris Kalenda. I should add that since Chris has retired from the Army, he's obtained a PhD and he now teaches leadership. Perhaps the best example of good leadership I've ever heard comes from Chris himself. There's no one way to lead, but simply be the best version of yourself if you are ever tasked to be a leader, and enable others who work for you to be the best version of themselves. I think that's almost an identical quote from Colonel Chris Kalenda. Chris, thank you for your service to the country, and thank you for sharing your thoughts with us this Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you very much for having me, Mr. Secretary.